Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Got a great show coming up for you guys today on this Wednesday, as always here on Send It In. Mixing it up, talking a little bit of everything. Great golf tournament kicking off tomorrow at Torrey Pines, the Genesis Invitational. Going to do a little golfing with Glasser here coming up in a little bit. Also, we're going to dive into the Arizona Diamondbacks today, starting our MLB previews. We've looked at the Dodgers, the Padres. Now we're going to look at the Diamondbacks. Lucy Bird's going to join us for Lion's Den, get her thoughts on Major League Baseball. We got pitchers and catchers reporting this week. And then after a great night of college basketball last night with Bama being our only loser, we turn our attention to tonight's slate. Another pretty solid slate in college hoops. We'll give out some best bets, then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any thoughts that you guys have for us, make sure you're following us at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Twitch, on YouTube. You can watch us on X as well. Send in any questions that you guys have for us on this Wednesday. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you're checking out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. Let's do a little golfing with Glasser out at Torrey Pines. The second time in 3 weeks that the PGA Tour is out at Torrey Pines. Of course, the Genesis usually at Riviera, but because of the wildfires in LA, moving the event to Torrey Pines. It's going to be an awesome week. Got a lot of great golfers. Tough golf course this week. So, Shawnee Sharp, what's our first bet that we got on the board today?
Yeah, Peach. The first one here we got is a first-round leader, Russell Henley at 40-1.
I love this. Russell Henley is one of my go-to first-round leaders. Like him, Keegan Bradley, Brian Harman. It feels like all those guys, especially on some of these tough courses, usually get off to a hot start. So Russell Henley is a guy that I like for all four rounds. I think he could be a good top 20, top 10, maybe even a win ticket piece this week at 45-1. But betting him 40-1 to hit a first round leader, I really like that play as well. Keep in mind, Russell Henley, when they played the U.S. Open here back in 2021, he was the leader heading into the weekend. So he knows what it's like to have the lead around Torrey Pines, get off to a fast start. I think we could see that again tomorrow. So Shawnee Sharp, I like it. 40-1 on Henley, first round leader.
How about a top 10 finish here? Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy at +110.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of feels too easy, right? You're getting the two best golfers in the world who should play really well this week. Again, I'm treating this week, you guys, like it's a U.S. Open. And U.S. Open courses, as we know, it's the toughest test in golf. These are the toughest courses that these guys play all year. Par 72 this week, 7,800 yards. Rory hasn't played here in like 4 years, But the times that he has played here, his course history is excellent. He's got three top 10 finishes. Scotty's obviously working his way back from injury, shaking the rust off a little bit at Pebble at the Waste Management Open, but you're starting to see the flashes. And even though Scotty's still trying to get healthy, I think the fact that the course this week is so tough and he's so good that he's going to separate himself, get himself in the top 10. So I like that, Sean. Just taking the chalk. Rory Scotty, top 10 at plus 110.
How about Justin Thomas, the first round special over at BetMGM, to shoot a 71 or lower at plus 110?
I'm going to fade JT this week. You know, obviously was very popular at Pebble, at the Waste Management. We liked him at both events, especially at Pebble Beach. JT hasn't played bad, but he just hasn't been great. And, you know, these first round bets are tough. I mean, he could go out and shoot a two over tomorrow. He could go out and shoot a four under tomorrow. The fact that a guy of his caliber, who, again, continuously is among, like, the top four, top five betting favorites, and he hasn't won in, like, over 2 years. It's a par 72. They're just asking for him to shoot a one under. Feels kind of easy. I think JT is going to struggle tomorrow. I think he's going to struggle this week. So I'm fading Justin Thomas, and it starts with tomorrow, Sean. So I would fade that first round 71 or lower.
All right, how about USA or the rest of the field? USA for a winner is minus 140, the rest of the field at plus 105.
Yeah, I'm going to take the rest of the field at plus 105. I like getting the plus money. Look, you obviously got a lot of firepower at the top with the Americans. You got Scotty, you got Colin, you got JT. But, you know, this is a shorter field this week. It is a tougher event. I talked about yesterday, the Australians tend to play really well here at Torrey Pines because of the poa grass. This is the stuff that they grew up on. So when we get to California, a lot of these international guys do enjoy playing on these golf courses and tend to play pretty well. So I like the plus 105. I think that would be the bet rather than laying the juice with the U.S., Sean. So I'll take the rest of the field.
All right, how about top 20 finishes here? Adam Scott to finish in the top 20, plus 140, or Harris English to finish in the top 20 at plus 138.
It's a tough, you know, I like both these guys this week. Harris English won here 3 weeks ago when it was the Farmers Insurance Open. He finished in the top 20 when the U.S. Open was here back in 2021. So not only has he proven that he can play at Torrey Pines when it's its toughest, but he obviously just won 3 weeks ago. So you got to feel like he feels great coming in to this event. Adam Scott at this age is still one of the elite ball strikers in golf, still one of the sweetest swings in the game of golf. And he tends to play better at difficult golf courses. And when it's tougher conditions, they're calling for some rain on Thursday and Friday. So I like both of these guys. If you had to make me pick one, I just take the guy with a little bit more plus money, Adam Scott, plus 140.
All right, how about two big names to potentially miss the cut? Jordan Spieth at 4-1 or Will Zalatoris at plus 350?
I think I'd rather go with Jordan Spieth to miss the cut. And Spieth's been playing great golf here at the beginning of the year, was in contention at the Waste Management Open in Phoenix this past week. Willie Z is still trying to find his form. We're still trying to see that consistency that we saw out of Will 2-3 years ago before he suffered that back injury. But when Willie Z's right, these are the kind of courses that he usually plays well, right? How many times did we see Will Zalatoris play well in all these majors, especially the U.S. Open, put himself in contention, put himself in those final groups? So whenever you see a big course like this, a course that's 7,800 yards, where you put a premium on driving the ball long, driving the ball straight, good iron play, and Willie Z, for as much as people want to make fun of him for his putting stroke, on these difficult courses with these fast greens, he tends to putt pretty well. So there's so much high variance with Will this week, but again, when he's right, he usually plays well on this kind of course, so I'll take Jordan Spieth, plus 400 to miss the cut.
All right, two more here for you, Peach. Top 10 finishes, Taylor Pendrith at plus 275, or where he be now, Tony Finau, to finish in the top 10, also at plus 275.
You know, I'm going to go with Pendrith over Finau. And Finau's got great course history at Torrey Pines. He missed the cut when the U.S. Open was here back in 2021. But when they play the Farmer Insurance Open, Finau is usually towards the top of the leaderboard time and time again. So he does have a good track record around Torrey, which makes sense because he's one of the longer hitters on tour. And when Tony's right, he's a great iron player as well. Pendrith is one of those under-the-radar players, though, on the PGA Tour. He's kind of like a poor man's Rory. in terms of he can bomb it a mile and he's a great putter, good overall game. I think Pendrith could be a good look this week. So I'll ride with Pendrith, Sean, at plus 275.
All right, last one here for you, Peej. Are we wooing with Minwoo Lee to finish in the top 20 at plus 125 or Victor Hovland to finish in the top 20 also at plus 125?
I'm going to go with Victor Hovland at plus 125. Hovland is much like Will Zalatoris. You know, both guys aren't quite right. We aren't seeing that consistency. But when Hovland is right, he is. These are the kind of courses that he was made to play on. You know, he's very much got that Will Zalatoris U.S. Open game. So I love Minwoo. He's a guy that can bomb it a mile. He's got a great game. But I think Hovland, if he's right, might be a good time to buy in on him and Will Zalatoris. You know, both of these guys, you're getting some good opportunities to bet them top 20 because they're not quite themselves. But these are the kind of courses that if they play well this week, they could find themselves towards the top of the leaderboard. So I would rather go with Victor Hovland. All right, from golf, let's talk a little Major League Baseball. Little glass ball here on Send It In. As we continue to roll through the NL West previews, we looked at the Padres and the Dodgers the past 2 days. Time to look at the Arizona Diamondbacks for today. And I got to be honest with you guys, when I was prepping this morning for the Arizona Diamondbacks and I was looking at their odds for what they would do this upcoming season, I've kind of fallen in love with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Like, I think there's a great chance that this could be the sleeper team in baseball for the upcoming season. So much talk about how great the Dodgers starting pitching is, and rightfully so, 1-5. They have the best starting pitching in baseball. But the Diamondbacks starting pitching, there's a lot to like. They got Corbin Burnes this offseason for the front of their rotation. They got Zach Gallen as their number two guy, Merrill Kelly, Brandon Pfaadt, who's been great for them in the postseason, and then Eddie Rodriguez, who was their big acquisition in the offseason last year. We've seen him pitch really well with Boston and Detroit in past years. So I think with Burnes and Gallen at the top of that rotation, Kelly and Pfaadt as the 3-4, and the upside of Eddie Rodriguez as your number five starter, I really like that rotation for Arizona. So I like the pitching. And then how about the lineup? In the offseason, they go out and get Josh Naylor from Cleveland, who's been a great player for the Guardians. So much postseason experience, good power hitter. The Diamondbacks needed a left-handed power hitter in the middle of that order, and they got one with Josh Naylor to go along with Ketel Marte, who's going to be once again an MVP conversation. Eugenio Suarez, Corbin Carroll looking for a bounce back, more consistent year. You got Gurriel Jr., who's a good outfielder, and then one of the top prospects in baseball, Jordan Lawler, their shortstop of the future. They're expecting big things from him too. So Arizona's pitching to go along with kind of the upside of what their lineup could be. I kind of love this Diamondbacks team heading in to this upcoming season. Also have a very good manager in Torey Lovullo as well. Some future bets that I would look at for Arizona. 15-1 for the Snakes to win the National League. I kind of love that. I think that's a great bet. We were talking about the Padres yesterday at 12-1. It's going to be so much, obviously, the Dodgers, right? So much talk around the Dodgers. The Phillies and the Braves, probably the most likely challengers to them. You could throw the Mets in there too. But I kind of think the teams that could maybe give the Dodgers the toughest test are the teams that know them the best in their division. We saw the Padres have a 2-1 series lead on them last year in the NLDS. We saw the Diamondbacks sweep them the year before in the NLDS. So these teams have experience going up against the Dodgers in the playoffs. Maybe not this version of LA, but again, the familiarity there, kind of that no fear attitude. I would like the NL West teams against the Dodgers in the playoffs more so than I would like those NL East teams. So Diamondbacks, if you're looking for maybe a little bit of a sleeper team, 15-1 NL, 30-1 World Series, I think could be worth a sprinkle as well. Corbin Burnes is 15-1 to win NL Cy Young, and I think just his durability right now is his best asset, right? A lot of times people will talk about your best ability is availability, and that's true with Corbin Burnes. We saw how many great starting pitchers go down last year or miss significant time with injury, and Corbin Burnes is just steady, man. Like, he doesn't get hurt. He's so consistent. He's going to eat up innings, and I think being back home in Arizona is really going to help him. So I like Corbin Burnes 15-1 for NL Cy Young. I also like Torey Lovullo to win NL Manager of the Year at 18-1. This was a Diamondbacks team that missed the playoffs last year, which you always like when you're betting into the Manager of the Year award. Their win total sitting at 85.5. So this D-backs team wins like over 90 games, maybe even pushes 100, he's going to be in the conversation in a very tough National League. So I think that could be worth a look at 18-1. The win total, as I mentioned, 85.5 for Arizona. I really like that over, and I like them to make the playoffs as well at minus 115. Arizona made some sneaky moves during the offseason. Corbin Burns, I think a lot of people forget he's on the Diamondbacks. The Josh Naylor move kind of flew under the radar too. But Arizona was in the World Series 2 years ago. They got a lot of players that have veteran experience, especially in the postseason. So going to be a lot of talk about the Dodgers, a lot of talk about the Padres this year in the NL West, but don't sleep on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Really like them heading in to the upcoming season. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with our friend Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you guys follow her on X at Lucille Burge, and make sure you check out her work. She is a BetMGM Network writer and host for us here on BetMGM Network. Lucy, always great seeing you. What are the best bets that you have for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. I have two NBA bets for tonight. Hawks +7.5 against the Knicks. The Hawks have covered in their last six games, and the Knicks have not covered in their last three, and this is the second night of a back-to-back for the Knicks. The Hawks have had they had last night off, so they have had some rest. So I think the Hawks can cover this +7.5, and then the Lakers -8.5 against the Jazz. The Lakers have covered their last six spreads, and even though Luka and LeBron, questionable, probable questions about whether or not they will play. Either way, the Jazz have failed to cover in their last three, and they are 11-12 against the spread at home. And on the road, Lakers have covered in their last three games. So I like the Lakers -8.5 against the Jazz as well.
All right, love it. Couple of NBA bets there from Lucy. But Lucy, everybody knows your bread and butter is baseball. And we got pitchers and catchers reporting this week. It's awesome to have it back. Let's talk about the Dodgers, right? They're the reigning World Series champions. They're the overwhelming favorites to win it all. Lucy, just point blank, has anybody beaten the Dodgers this season?
Yeah, PJ, I would like to think yes, but it's really difficult to think that there is a team that will beat the Dodgers. But sure, why not? Like, anything could happen in a season. So could it possibly be, of course, this pains me as well, a Yankees-Dodgers World Series rematch, because the Yankees added Max Fried. Huge for them. They lost Juan Soto, but they have some additions to their rotation, like Max Fried. Their rotation, now a powerhouse. They also have Cody Bellinger. They're in pretty good shape to possibly get revenge on the Dodgers. However, of course, I would say the Red Sox, their odds +2,500 to win the World Series, which is not super crazy. It's not like last year, it was like +6,500 or something like that. They have a new Netflix documentary coming out about how bad they were last year. That preview was, it wasn't something that I was like, wow, I want to watch this. It was like something that I was like, oh, this team was really bad. Justin Cass is yelling at himself. It's a bad look. They want to look better this season. So, we'll see how they shape out. But right now, I would say the Yankees probably have the best chance to beat the Dodgers.
All right. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's all good, Lucy. I tend to agree with you, but this is why we play the games, right? This is the beauty of baseball, because the Dodgers have had a great team for how many years? And the Yankees finally made it back to the World Series for the first time since 2009. So this is why we play the games, Lucy. And look, the Dodgers, as we know, they could get beat by somebody in the National League. Who do you think that team could be in the NL that could beat the Dodgers?
Yes. So, PJ, there are two teams that I see that could possibly take down the Dodgers. One being the Mets. So it's going to be tough, of course, but the Mets, I think, have a shot. They were competitive last year. They went on a bit of a run. They had some good luck charms. It was a little fun, some whimsy, but also they were a competitive team. So now with Juan Soto, keeping Pete Alonso, huge for them. So they could be a force this year, the Mets. Then the Padres, who have the same World Series odds as the Red Sox, but they were able to get to the Dodgers a little bit last season. They were able to shake them up a little bit. So I don't think it's that crazy to think the Padres could be a little bit more of a sleeper here to take down the Dodgers in, you know, a tight spot for them to challenge the Dodgers. So I think the Mets and Padres would be the two teams I would look at to challenge the Dodgers this season.
Very Lucy, what do you make of the Diamondbacks? I was just previewing them for the upcoming season, and I kind of really like this team. You know, like doing research on them and looking at some of the acquisitions that they made in the offseason. We know this team was in the World Series 2 years ago. Do you think they could be a team to potentially watch out for?
They certainly could, especially with their acquisitions this offseason, Corbin Burns. So I think that the Diamondbacks could also be a team that, the more you think about it, there are teams that could beat the Dodgers, you know, on paper. And then the season starts and you're like, oh boy, maybe the Dodgers are the team that's going to win it again because they are very good. But the Diamondbacks certainly have a shot, I think.
All right. And then let's talk Alex Bregman. He's really the last big free agent that hasn't signed at this point. I know there's like the Cubs are in the mix, the Blue Jays, the Astros now want to get involved. Yes. Where do you think Alex Bregman ends up?
So this is really annoying, PJ, because the Red Sox are in the mix here and the terms that are used in the reporting, likely, they'll likely sign somewhere soon. Likely, maybe, possibly soon. What does soon mean? Who knows? Because knowing how the Red Sox operate, it probably won't be them. And when there are reports that go on and on and on and he doesn't pick a team, it's probably not going to be them because they're not going to offer him what he wants, which is 6 to 7 years. And this makes me think, will it end up just being the Blue Jays? Because the Blue Jays have offered him, reportedly, that contract that he wants. But is he using the Blue Jays, the perennial team that is used in negotiations? So does Alex Bregman just use the Blue Jays? And it ends up being the Cubs that offer him the contract he wants. So of the three teams reported now, Tigers, Cubs, Red Sox, I hope it's the Red Sox. It makes sense. He has a relationship with Alex Cora, and he likes him, and Alex Cora wants him. You get the sense that he wants him. But I feel like of these three teams, it might just end up being the Cubs or the Blue Jays, potentially.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be something if Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman are teammates again on the Cubs? Certainly could
Cubs,
happen.
They could be a team to challenge the Dodgers.
They could. They certainly could. NL's going to be fun this year. I can't wait. We're going to talk a lot of Major League Baseball with Lucy Burge coming up over the next month. 2 months, 4 months, as we look ahead to the MLB season. Lucy Burge, make sure you guys follow her on X at Lucille Burge, BetMGM network writer and host. Lucy, always great having you on. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. All right, guys, let's talk some college basketball. We had a great night on the hardwood last night, except for Alabama, because they shot 60% from the field and 60% from three-point range. And when they do that, they're not going to lose to anybody. So that was kind of unfortunate that they couldn't miss last night. But we had a great night. We're going to try and have a great night again tonight. And it's going to start with St. John's and Villanova. And I actually really like a player prop in this game. We're going to go under 21.5 points for Villanova star center Eric Dixon. He's one of the leading scorers in college basketball. He's going up against the number two defense in the sport. And look, Rick Pitino's an all-timer, right? And he knows we're going to let anybody but Eric Dixon beat us. St. John's has good defensive big men. They have just guys that they can rotate on Dixon to try and tire him out. So I think Pitino is going to make anybody else but Dixon beat him tonight. I like under 21.5 points for Villanova center Eric Dixon. Then we got Louisville tonight on the road taking on NC State. The Ville 6.5-point favorites with a total of 142.5. I kind of like Louisville in this game. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think the spread is too short. NC State is a team that can't really score all that well. Their offense is like 130th, according to KenPom. Louisville's a team that wants to play fast. They want to shoot a lot of threes, and they want to make a lot of threes. So this is one of those games where if you like NC State, you probably want to bet the under because they're not going to be able to keep pace with Louisville. If you like Louisville, then just delay the points with them because I could easily see them winning this game by double digits. So Louisville had a great start to ACC play. They've kind of gone through a little bit of a slide here, but I think they bounce back tonight. Take care of NC State. I like Louisville -6.5. Then we got Xavier -2.5 on the road tonight against Providence with a total of 147.5. These two teams are pretty even in my eyes. I honestly think Providence should be the home team in this game, and we're getting Providence as home dogs. I love taking Providence as home dogs at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. They're really tough to beat at home. You guys know me, too, if you listen to the network. I love overtime bets, and it feels like whenever these two teams play, it always comes down to the wire. So if you want like a fun 14-1 overtime bet tonight, a little sprinkle, that might be worth a look. But I think Providence takes care of business at home. I really think Providence should be favored. I don't agree with this line at all. all. Xavier's one of those teams that kind of plays to the level of their competition. They've played really well against St. John's. They played really well against Marquette. They've played UConn tough. But when they go up against kind of the middle tier of the Big East, they tend to play to the level of their competition. I think going on the road tonight, they're going to struggle. I like Providence +2.5. Take a money line as well against Xavier. Then we got Washington on the road tonight, taking on Ohio State. The Buckeyes, 10.5-point favorites with a total of 145.5. There are a couple games in college basketball tonight. There's going to be another one that we get to here in a little bit, where we have teams that are kind of middle of the pack in their conference that are laying big numbers tonight. And I usually like fading those teams when they're not used to winning by this kind of margin, right? Ohio State's one of my favorite teams to play when or fade when they're at home, especially when they're laying big numbers. I get Washington, middle of the week, has to travel to Columbus, and you never like that when a team has to go west to east or east to west, whatever it may be. But I just don't trust this Ohio State team to win by 11 or more points when they're expected to do so. So I think the Huskies tonight, +10.5, I think they're the play. I like them against the Buckeyes. Then mid-major game of the night, Drake on the road taking on Illinois State. Drake 1.5-point favorites with a low total of 125.5. This total is really interesting because you would think with the total as low as this at 125.5, you would have two great defensive teams. Illinois State ranks like 140th in defense. Drake is like top 70. It's not like we're dealing with the UC Irvine that's top 10 mid-major in all of college basketball in defense. These are two teams that aren't that great on defense. So that tells me that somebody knows something. The fact that this total is as low as it is, I like under 125.5. This line is also very interesting too. You have Drake, who's only favored by 1.5. They are 22-2 this season, yet here they are only favored by 1.5. So a lot of time these mid-major games with these smelly spreads like this, the team that's favored actually has been winning the game, so I'm staying away from that. I would lean Illinois State, though, just because, again, like 22-2, and it's pretty much a pick 'em for them to win the game. Would lean towards the Redbirds, but for me, the under 125.5 is going to be the play tonight. Then we got LSU at Arkansas, the Hogs laying 9.5. This is the other game that I was talking about, right? Don't want to lay 10.5 with Ohio State. I certainly don't want to lay 9.5 with Arkansas tonight against LSU. Arkansas is starting to play better. They're starting to figure it out. They had a great road win at Kentucky. They won at Texas. They lost to Bama by 4 at home. They're playing a lot better. But now they're big favorites. Now they're 9.5-point favorites. They were dogs in all those games that they were playing, and now they're favored, and they're favored big. I think this is a good time to fade Arkansas. I like LSU +9.5. And finally tonight in the Big 12, we got Arizona State at number 12, Texas Tech. Red Raiders are 16.5-point favorites. I've watched this ASU team a bunch this year. They're a really young, really athletic, really good defensive team. And I just think this is too many points. So I like the under 144.5 in the game. And I also like Arizona State. I think they can keep it within the number. I think they can hang around and keep it close. I just think 16.5 is too many. So I'll take the Sun Devils tonight plus the points against Texas Tech. All right, let's go. PJ's plays a wrap up the show here on Send It In. And we will start with my prop lock of the night, and that is Villanova big man Eric Dixon under 21.5 points tonight against St. John's. Again, you got one of the leading scorers in college basketball going up against one of the top defenses and one of the top head coaches in college basketball. I think Rick Pitino is going to do all that he can to take away Eric Dixon, force other guys on Villanova to beat him tonight. So I like under 21.5 points for Eric Dixon. My dog of the day is going to be LSU +9.5 against Arkansas. Again, Arkansas is playing a lot better. They just had a really good road trip winning at Kentucky and at Texas. They played Bama tough. But I like when we get these teams who are used to being underdogs and then all of a sudden they're laying a big number. I think LSU keeps it close tonight. LSU might even be worth a sprinkle on the money line. I'd look at the Tigers +9.5 against Arkansas. And then my best bet is going to be Drake, Illinois State under 125.5. This total to me feels like it's way too low to the point where somebody knows something. It kind of reminds me last night of Tennessee and Kentucky, where that total was 147.5. Usually every Kentucky game, the total is in the high 150s or low 160s. That game was 147. It easily went under. I think we get an under tonight in Drake at Illinois State. So I'll go under 125.5. All right, now our full card for the Genesis Invitational this week. A reminder, this event is usually at Riviera in Los Angeles, but because of the wildfires, it's at Torrey Pines this week. They played at Torrey Pines 3 weeks ago for the Farmers Insurance, but it's going to be a much different course this week. It's going to act like the U.S. Open, like back in 2021. You're also going to have rain. You're going to have some tough conditions. So we're looking at Rory McIlroy at plus 700. Rory's on fire. He just won at Pebble Beach a couple years ago. He's got great course history at Torrey Pines, and I think this course is tailor-made for Rory's game. So I like him at plus 700, and I also like Russell Henley at 45-1. He was the leader here going into the weekend back in 2021 at the U.S. Open. Russell Henley's a guy that's made to play U.S. Open golf. He hits fairways, he hits greens, and he's got a great short game. So Rory, Russell Henley, the two guys that I like outright this week. The top 10s that I like are Taylor Pendrith and also Russell Henley. And then my top 20s, give me Harris English, who won here 3 weeks ago, and Adam Scott, who always plays well when the courses are difficult. So that's our full card for this week at the Genesis Invitational. And then once again, our favorite plays for today, Eric Dixon under 21.5 points tonight against St. John's, LSU +9.5 against Arkansas, and then give me Drake, Illinois State under 125.5. That line is suspiciously low. So I'm going to take the under on Drake and Illinois State. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining us today on the show. Really awesome show. Make sure you guys check out the Send It In podcast if you missed it. I'm going to be on You Better You Bet today with Nick Costos. I'll see you guys at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.